program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of the subgenus, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Dorda Tech.
Ah, tonight, seekers, some lighter fare of a classical subgenus nature. By popular request and through the kindness of Reverend Louie Louie, we present the Fire Sign Theater's 1974 radio play album, The Tale of the Giant Rat of Sumatra. The original reference for that is from a 1924 Sherlock Holmes story by Arthur Conan Doyle titled The Adventure of the Sussex Vampire. In it, Holmes tells Watson,
Matilda Briggs was not the name of a young woman, Watson. It was a ship, which is associated with the giant rat of Sumatra, a story for which the world is not yet prepared.
Exactly 50 years later, it was. Or was it? In January of 1974, this album was simultaneously released on record and 8-track. But in those awkward years between revolution and disco, comedy wasn't going anywhere. And the tale of the giant rat of Sumatra met with largely lukewarm reviews. The 1983 edition of the new Rolling Stone record guide, some snarky reviewer called it
a half-assed comeback containing only one good joke.
Bitches. I know that when it unreeled for me the other night after all these years, I realized this was one of those places where I had picked up a wealth of comedy gold. So, seekers, prepare to get immersed. Featuring the voice of Philip Proctor as Detective Hemlock Stones, David Osman as his faithful compendium Flotsam, and Peter Bergman and Phil Austin. In its entirety, The Tale of the Giant Rat of Sumatra by the Fire Sign Theater. Enjoy.
Laid to rest by the side of his hideous clockwork dog, Toto. Our labor's now completed. The great defective Hemlock Stones and I, his patient doctor and biographer, returned directly to our dodgings at 99 Bakersfield Street. Thankful that for tonight at least, Londoners might sleep forever under a comforting blanket of thick English industrial fog.
Splendid.
That's it, Stones. Splendid. The adventure of the swollen sock.
It's quite commercial there. Lead it up, old bean.
Yes, it takes care of last month's rent, too, you see.
By the by, have we eaten up all those old beans, Flotsam? I'm famished. Go rat about in the cupboard and see, old man.
Well, I'll give it the old army try. We've been gone, you know. Probably spoiled.
Hello, what's this? This solution's turning blue. Not quite the solution I expected. That means the rat should have lived and the captain should have died, of course. Let's see. Norveticus ratus, Norveticus asses mammalia, Protentiae meridae. Here we are. That's black and brown. Eats electricity.
I say, Jones, the rats have gotten to everything but this half tin of Uncle Sigmund's Peruvian cocoa powder.
Oh, that'll be all right. Did you know, Flotsam, that if rats were the size of English children, they could wipe us out in a week?
Shocking. Oh, I don't want to hear about it. Here's your cocoa.
Oh, thank you,
milk, sugar?
No, I'll take it straight.
I'll just have some tea if you don't mind.
Yeah, they're the most advanced animal weapon of destruction yet created.
Hey, we can pay this month's rent, you know, and have a little left over for food if you'll just tell me a second story.
What am I, a second story man? If it's adventures you want, make them up yourself. Look, here, in the London Exaggerator, it's full of them. Man costs up towel in Brussels. Yankee pig nut swindle shocks Parliament. Sultan insulted in melee. Giant green cheese stolen. Aha!
Oh, what's wrong, Stones?
I sat on my pipe, but no matter. For I perceive that hidden behind this seemingly unrelated sequence of events, there lurks a singular, sinister attitude of mind.
Whose?
Mine! Oh! No, Pluton, old man. You might as well ask who's behind the giant rat of Sumatra.
Oh, very well, Stones. Who's behind is the giant rat of Sumatra.
Damn, you're fat, Waller.
What?
Fast fats, no. Oh. But I shall never be tricked into telling a tale for which the world is not yet prepared.
Then we'd better be prepared for thin times, old scout. There's only a spoon of cocoa left in the can.
Yes, to live.
A rat must chew.
So must we all. We eat or we die, eh?
I did not say eat. I said chew.
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit. Of course. Gesundheit, Dankeschön, the ship's Prussian captain. Frigate.
Oh, really, Stones?
Frigate Matilda, plying her illicit trade in rubber goods and spiders up and down the Mokujava Strait from Singapore to Sinatra. Frankly, Flotsam, it's all beginning to make sense.
Let's turn sense to pounds, old man. Tell me the whole bizarre story.
Oh, yes, I suppose I can tell you, but the public must never know.
Oh, just write that down.
It was long before I met you, Doctor.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You went to the Met.
You were in Afghanistan.
I was wearing Stanley's
Afghan. I was playing the Outer Islands with a small theatrical company. We were holed up in a rattan festooned pension in Goonrot.
Really? Oh, rat infested tension.
You see, Claxon, if they don't chew, their teeth grow through their brains.
How very incisive.
It was a close and muggy day. There had been 3 muggings in the lobby since dawn. I wisely kept to my room, but there came a sudden beating at my door.
Oh, what? I'll get it.
No, it's part of the story. I rose unsteadily to my feet, took careful aim with my trembling Wembley, and as the door swung open...
Good morning, Mrs. Moriarty.
I fired point blank.
Oh, Mrs. Moriarty, my dear lady, let me help you.
Look at this great bee in my chest.
Are you hurt?
Ah, faith and Gomorrah, doctor, by the blood of St. Menzies, I'm from Ireland, and as you're to ducking bullets, as you are to ducking billets.
Oh, well, yes.
And here's last month's.
We'll squeeze out your rent as soon as Fleet Street runs our latest penny dreadful through the press. Don't worry.
I never worry, Mr. Stones, especially when there's a high heel foreign lady and her heathen servant waiting for you on the footpad below.
Case at last.
We'll show her up.
I'd be glad to.
Mr. Stones, I'll see you now, you cheap whore.
Oh, she's been nipping at the rat cheese again.
I deduce that we're about to be entertained by an American ingenue from upstate New York.
How the deuce do you deduce that?
The taps on her shoes, footman. They resounded a frequency produced by a unique alloy of aluminium and magnesium manufactured in Chicago, but shuffled off to Buffalo.
Uncanny inspiration, Stones.
Yes, and here's the last inspiration from this can.
Mr. Hemlock Stones, I presume.
Aren't you the presumptuous one?
Oh, am I?
Come in, but I would advise you to leave your man outside.
But without Monsieur Benway, I should be lost.
Elaine necessary, cause je remain ici.
Canadian.
Mr. Stones, I'm in a desperate fix. I need your help.
I'm in desperate need of a fix myself. I'll help you. Batman, take her purse.
Here, my dear.
Thank you, and my cloak, Doctor.
And her dress.
Thank you, and my knickers. Thank you.
And your muff.
Oh, that's my muff.
Soccer blue.
Why, without your clothes, you're naked, Miss Dudley. Miss Violet Dudley, isn't it?
How did you know my moniker?
From the rather provocative initials on your knickers. And this scandalous article in tomorrow's Times.
Oh, let me see that. Farmer takes sprouts and must... here it is. Senator Soubrette found naked in detective's flat. But I'm not flat. Look.
I'll just make a note of that.
Oh, make it a B note.
Make it a C note, miss, and we'll take the case.
But this is a case of the pox.
Not quite. Poxon, we're about to embark on the strange case of the missing...
Yes?
Plot.
Very funny.
What is this all about, my dear?
Well, I've forgotten.
Fine, give him the note. Ele importante, give him the secret massage, mademoiselle.
Oh, would you like a massage, Mr. Scones?
No, yes. Note es correcto.
Oh, the note. Well, Benway found this mysterious billet doux in my dress this morning, Mr. Stones. I showed it to our Daddy Dudley, like I do every night. And he said I should show it to you. What do you think?
This is a rebus written in a simple head code. Any English schoolboy could catch it.
Flotsam, yes. Pull down the simple English schoolboy's decoding manual.
Of course.
It's as clear as the nose on my face. Wait a minute. It's gone. Oh, no. Now, here it is in my hand.
Now, look this up. Yes. 2 dancing boys, a tower and a tiny tortoise, minus a tin toilet, plus 2 heels, an L, and an electric
mule.
Here it is, here it is. Long-toothed man fears for brain. Desires AC-DC connection.
There's our tune again.
Take tube. No professionals or phonies.
Is necked correct height?
You use initials only.
Is necked correct height?
Initials, Achtung.
Is necked correct height?
It's an official Mormon jigsaw. A German mix-up code.
Here, let me see that. It's in the back of the book here. Write this down.
Of course, I will.
Let's see, a B is a G and a B and a P. Violent Grugly.
Oh, Violent Dudley,
Dudley, a D is a G and a P is a B. Pick up Basel tonight.
What?
Parcel tonight. Dogs, curs. Curse of India, curse of India.
Oh, filthy pirate.
Know me by my wanger. No, my wing nut. Know me by my tool. Perhaps that's instrument. Know me by my instrument, yes.
Oh, but it does sound so dangerous, Mr. Stones. Could you go for me?
If you put on a little weight.
Oh, I'll wait forever.
Wait here.
Wait, huh?
Oui, monsieur.
Bottom, you shall be Violet Dudley.
What?
Get into a dress. Look for me in the pub in disguise.
The pub in disguise?
No, no, no. Down at the docks in Soho.
Oh, no. Oh, Stones, what's my next step to be?
A hornpipe.
Oh. A horny pipe.
Big grizzly bear, you see.
Anybody here want a contact to BD?
Look at the prow on that steamer.
Just the kind of big vermin I was telling you about, Tom.
Oh, well, let's climb aboard her.
I'm first.
I'm second, Matt.
Come here, tits.
Are you talking to me?
Here. Come sit on the face of a refined man.
Oh.
I'm hooked on you, missy.
Get that cold hook out of there.
Oh, that's cute. Drop your anchor and half a pint of oil with Stinking Olaf.
Well, thank you, Captain Stinkin'. I would rather fancy an ale.
Stand back, honey. One fancy ale coming up.
Hey, he forgot the glass. I can teach you a new disease at the top in the Navy.
Well, perhaps another time, but I'm here to meet a friend.
Well.
Oh, there he is now.
Him, that ugly, burn-eyed, peg-leg, pork-skinned fiddler.
You find him attractive?
Well, I...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Excuse me.
Outrageously disgusting disguise, Stones.
Nothing's too disgusting for old Dick Wrench.
What? Oh, yes, I see, of course. Well, Jack, that was a sweet tune you were playing. I admit it, no one slipped it to me yet.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got anything for me, Dick?
Like what?
Oh, anything you can't unwrap in here?
Oh, you mean this?
Oh, it is.
I bet you've got a big box to put it in, har.
Not here outside, Stones.
Oh, it's shy, are you? Well, leave me get me dog and let's go. Come on, blind Jim.
We're quite alone now, Stones. Have you got it?
You'll find out. Get in that barrel, darling, and we'll do it hurricane style.
Wait a minute, what are you trying to
Enough
do?
Enough, sweet talk. Bend over. Here comes old one eye. What the? What the?
Oh, poor Stones. He's fallen in the water. Drowned. And he never told me if he had the parcel.
The war? War?
Well, of course we're on the war. Roof. It's on the roof, of course. Stones, what an elaborate disguise, you dear fellow. A rat hound. Oh, you had me completely bamboozled. How did it feel in there? Rough? Well, I should imagine so. But think of me in these stays and whalebones. Oh, here, let me help you out now. Is this the zipper? Oh, well, I suppose not.
Cromwell, you flathead.
What?
Where are you, Stones?
I'm over here in this tree suit.
Oh, thank God you're alive. Oh, damn.
Stop playing with that infernal hound and lend me a hand.
Oh, bank on me, old man. I'll just open a front. What a relief.
That beastly dog soaked my trunks.
Oh, Stones, I'm so terribly sorry. I couldn't pick up the parcel.
Nonsense, my dear doctor. You were just talking to it.
Oh, what?
Here, Poochie. Here, it's a good fellow.
Come here.
Look.
Why, there's a little doggy door there under his table.
Sorry, no, careful. I'll just lift this up.
Oh, there's the parcel, Stone.
Just as I suspected.
Oh, listen. Listen, it ticks.
No, the dog has ticks.
Then we must flee.
Woof, woof. Fleeing won't help you. I've got you covered.
Oh, God.
How ingenious.
Woof. I am Ambition, nobody's sweetheart.
Don't <Man, George laughs> never fiend.
Ever get your hands on the secret invention.
Aha,
are doomed. What is this exploding dog?
Good heavens, quick, gentlemen. Give me the parcel and run this way.
I'll not escape its warning. Something is happening. I don't know what it is. Oh, you, just a stone. I'm back.
Swim for your life, man.
I'm back. I haven't exploded.
The mouth of that gift horse.
Senator Dudley, have you met Tom Boyle, M.I.O., president of the Powell Oil Company?
How do you do?
How do you do what?
That's a great joke. Say, didn't we spend a weekend at Ted Clamstruck's Nig Island Retreat?
That's right. It was with Prick and Pat,
the brush was there, the writer's wife.
Well,
that was the weekend we played Hide the Housekeeper.
Right, an old body lost.
Yeah, she's still lost. Well, gentlemen, ladies, fellow rich people. I see that both of Mickey's hands are pointing well. That means... Oh, shut up, Dud. I see it is now 6 a.m. in Goonrat, where the gumboat Matilda Briggs, under my secret orders, is now docking with a hold full of Dudley Pignuts from the Senator's own Dudley Rubber Company, which I own.
You know, those natives have to have a constant supply of pignuts or they go out of their
heads.
Yes,
yes. Well, you see, this move diverts the world's supply of genuine pignut oil to the Chicago breweries of our good friend here, Boyle M.O., who I own.
I'm proud to be an old man,
yes,
don't
yes, it? Yes, 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 yes. And with that much oil beer in the American working man, he'll be more than glad to turn out the lamps of the world.
You carry the big whip.
Wick. That's a wick. The Acme Whip Wick.
Why, that little gadget will blacken peasants' houses throughout the globe.
And where there's smoke, there's work. Yes, 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 gentlemen. But the pignut swindle is peanuts compared to the shocking surprise that should be... What? Wait a minute. What is it, Captain Darkashane?
Yes, Mr. Acme, sir. A Vickers Bearbum two-hauler is signaling to land on deck, sir.
Oh, well, permission granted, and give us a good head of steam.
Aye, aye, sir.
Ah, the surprise is here now in the hands of my ward and heir, young Frank Acme, Jr.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Frank.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Vine.
Hi, Frankie.
Got a new dress?
Well, no, I'm still at the same old place.
Oh, I'll see you. Here's the secret package, Dad. See you later, Vi.
Sure.
With the Zeppo tube in it.
Yes, you heard correctly, my friends. The Zeppelin tube. The search for which has boggled the great minds of science and made them soft. Look. The amplifier of unlimited power.
A power so great that it can only be used for good or evil.
And that choice has been left up to me.
And, sir, here's hoping you won't forget your promise. By the way, Dan, how does it exactly work?
Well, it's very electric and dangerous. Frank, Olaf?
Aye, sir.
Yes, would you rush this tube, please, to Dr. Archetype in the engine room? He'll know exactly what to do with it.
Aye, aye, sir. I'll be more than happy to take it off your hands. But first, Mr. Acme, I'd like to get to the bottom of this little charade, if you don't mind.
Whatever, do it slow.
Who is this man?
Oh, Dad, this is Hemlock Stones, the master of deductions.
Deductions, did you say? Well, maybe you could tell me how to take these business dinners off.
Elementary, Acme. 10 laps around the deck.
Oh, never thought.
Well, this is fascinating, Mr. Stones, but I'd better get that tube down below.
Yes, I'm sure you'd like to, young man. L-A-Z.
L-A-Z come, L-A-Z go. Be right back, Dad.
Canadian. Now, Flotsam, give Miss Dudley the parcel.
Oh, you got it. What's in it, Dr. Flotsam?
Oh, nothing but a tin of red herrings in heavy oil. Yes, something of no importance whatever. No, you were to be a decoy, my dear.
Then I was in danger.
We were sitting ducks, me and the duck in the dark on the docks with the dog, the deadly dog. I say, the tale of the deadly dog. What a splendid title for this story.
You're quite a wag, old wig, but I fear this story has not yet been written.
Don't think,
really?
Dad,
what a rush.
Can you feel that acceleration?
Woo! That's faster than anyone's ever been gone before!
That's right, Vi. We'll hit New York late tomorrow morning.
And dock in Chicago in time for lunch. Dredging in the process, thank you. The Acme Canal. Glow Bridge on the Acme
Canal. Good heavens! What's happening? Get your hands off me, Blanton! Right in the dark! Mr. Acme! Mr. Acme!
What is it, Captain? What's happening?
I'm losing power! I'm trying to switch over, but I...
I am efficient, and your loss is my gain. Now that I have the Zippo tube, the world is my oyster, except for the month with an R in them.
That voice.
But the electrician, I'm not funny. I'm serious.
Oh, listen. He's stealing Frank's bad, Dad.
That's Frank's bad.
Look, Stones! Look, he's stolen the Zeppelin tube!
All is lost!
Not quite, Mr. Acme. Hemlock Stones are still on the case. I shall pursue this arch-villain to the very edge of the center of the earth, even if it costs you £100.
You'll risk your life for £100?
I'll risk anybody's life for £100 of dollars, my dear Acme.
Well, then it's a deal.
Flip me my fiddle, Flotsam.
Thank you, and here we go. What a day for this history-making remote broadcast. This is Joe Beats over WX21 Chicago. I hope you're hearing this now as I'm speaking from the lawn of Bridhurst Manor, the high society home of Jonas Acme, fair-haired pharaoh of American industry. A grim, closed-mouthed Chief O'Moriarty pushed his way through the pack of yapping newshounds and a growing crowd of curiosity seekers barely 10 minutes ago while we were setting up our equipment. Now, while we're waiting for a statement from inside the Great House, let me bring you, those of you who can hear me right now, up to date. First, the mysterious theft in mid-Atlantic of a secretly developed power generator, the heart of the Acme All Night Light and Power Company. Then, announcement of indefinite delay in the construction of the Acme Canal. What a blow to the Windy City. And all this in the midst of the worst electrical crisis of our new modern decade, as trolleys, iron hearts, and cattle prods switch on and off like a crazy monkey. The reason? Possibly that glowing gas bag that plunged sizzling into Lake Acme early last week. But no, that story's gonna have to wait, for here comes that daredevil dandy himself, Frank Acme Jr., in his high-toned yellow runabout. Just work my way down to the... getting out of the car with young Frank is the celebrated English crime stopper, Hemlock Stone. Frank, I can't... Can you tell us what's going on inside?
I can, but I can't.
Can the Acme stock stand the slaughtering? It's getting in the market.
We'll bull through it.
Tell me, Mr. Stones. Mr. Stones, have you got a statement for the radio listeners?
Yes, I'm quite jazzed to be here in Chicago. Home of the vacuum flapper, pig oil beer, and the Zeppelin tube.
This is the microphone, sir. This is the microphone here.
Oh, I see. Yes. And here's a special hello to its new owner. I'm sure he's listening. That twisted genius who should be beneath all this. The electrician.
The electrician, Mr. Stone. Who's he, and how's he connected with this case?
Yes, excuse me, Mr. Stones, but we mustn't keep Dad and his police waiting.
Quite Frank. But I would like to say...
Boys, that ought to give you all enough to chew on, boys. Thanks.
What's our hero to do now?
What do you think of American Girls?
Well, they're both going inside now, and what a shocker this is. That dynamo of detective energy has switched a new light on current events, sparking the positive hope that he's going to run the negative force to ground. Wow. And now, while we're waiting for something to happen here, we return to the Cubist Lounge, the sophisticated music of the Hotel Vermouth, for Pig Lewis and his continental cocktail.
Are we off, Joe?
Sergeant, close the door, please.
Yes, Mr. Acme Jr., sir. Go right in there, waiting for you in the flute room.
Okay. Sorry about our local news dog, sir, nipping at your heel, but...
That's all right.
Don't you think you have bitten off more than you can chew?
Well, lad, what's cheese for the mouse is a snack for the rat.
Gee, if you like...
I'd rather bit them than bite them, Doctor.
Does it have any meaning?
I don't care, Dougley. Look, we'll just have to hold on. Look, I can't hear you. This phone keeps cutting on and off like a crazy monkey.
Hello, everyone.
Look, just tell the president to put it between two pieces of bread and eat it.
Yes, all right.
Goodbye. I mean, Sal. Stones, where have you been? Turn off that radio.
Hi, Dan.
Chief, hi, son. The chief and I have been waiting here for over an hour.
Oh, Mr. Stones, just wanted to see where the gas bag hit the lake, Dad.
Yes, it left a great gaping hole in the water.
Well, damn it and fry it. What do holes in Lake Acme have to do with the theft of my tube?
Well, there's an old Swiss saying, Mr. Acme. Trouvez le raton, trouvez le trou.
That's Canadian, sir. To find the rat...
Look for the hole, right, yes. Chief?
Bull pizzle. You frogs don't know a hop in hell about American crime. Leave it to me and the boys in black and blue, sir. We're ready to terrorize every small shopkeeper and roust every decent citizen out of his private home.
I don't think, Chief Moriarty, that you'll find this fiend at home.
Shut up!
Take it easy, Chief.
I don't care how you do it or who does it. I want that electrician behind bars.
Well, I'm behind the bar right now. Cocktails, anyone?
I'll say.
Irish coffee for me.
Okay, just Chief. Open a quick Jeroboam of champagne for everyone, Vi.
Okay, don't be
Coke for me, please. I understand it comes in bottles in this country.
Oh, here you are, Mr. Stone.
Oh, thank you.
Private industrial stock.
Just a moment. This drink may be doped.
Oh,
yes, it is. How refreshing. Did you know they once found a rat tail in one of these bottles?
Oh, disgusting.
Rat parts. Ha ha, you see, Blotsam. I played the part of the rat.
Yes, indeed, Stones, I do see.
But the twitchy-nosed goon rat officialdom triumphed.
Get your rats off in a triumph.
The rodent control board pressured us.
Rode on the running board.
And I was written out.
Driven out, oh, Stones, those birds.
Precisely, and gentlemen. The biggest of them all eats the most electricity.
So what, Stones?
So I must follow the rat to find the cat before the rat eats the cat that's under the house that Jack built. Acme,
what?
How much, Jack, did this house host?
Horse corsets? You're insane, Stones.
You can't squeeze any sense out of that limey juice.
That's right, Chief. The more juice, the better.
Not in my country club.
This electrician is in more danger than he could possibly know. You see, each time the tube is used, he is drawn closer, ever closer, into the juicy jaws of fate.
Excuse me, everybody. I think I have to go to the
bathroom. Well, all this blarney's not putting anybody in jail. I'm going, because we're going to get your electric thingamajig back if we have to drag every wobbly red to his feet and knock him back down the church steps.
Do your worst, Chief. Your future unemployment depends on it.
All right,
Stones, if you're through playing a cat and rat with us, how do you intend to get a jump on the electrician?
Well, actually, I think I'll go jump in the lake.
Oh, no. Oh, keep rolling, Stones. You can find it just a shot away.
But, Doctor, my dear fellow, I've found him already.
They'll never find me.
There, you see, it worked. I flushed him out.
It's him. Where?
I am the electrician.
I know that
speaking
voice.
Through the radio. It's amazing. You do it, too. All you need... Eppelin tube.
That's my tube.
Eminent power and be yours.
Now, just a second. I want my tube back.
My personal message. Where did Jonas go when the lights went out?
This is my house, and I don't...
Look out, Slocum! Oh, I've got them now!
You certainly do, and you can take your hands right off them!
Oh, all right, everyone, calm down. I've got the lights.
What happened?
Turn off
the lights.
Damn
went
radio.
Out in the bathroom, and I missed everything. What a mess.
No, what's amiss? And what's amiss is your father.
Jonas is missing!
Gosh, you mean my dad's been hijacked by criminals?
Yes, well, he's kidnapped. But we'll find him. Tell me, Frank, how does one get to be a criminal in this town?
I drink beer.
Smoke rag.
Maybe dance on
Sundays. Dance on Sundays, yes.
And where does one do that?
At a low dive with continuous entertainment.
Like the Mobius Dick. They wail all night.
No, Vi. That's a very cheesy place.
Sure
Dad would never be found in a hole in the wall.
Wait,
like
took me there on my
Au contraire, Frank. A hole in the wall is just the spot to trap a rat.
No.
Let's go.
I don't think so, Mr.
Stone.
I'll
get a new dress.
I think we ought to start at the public.
Where's everybody going? Wait for me.
I'll handle everything.
I don't think we should. I'm coming.
Mr. Stones, let's
Mobius
just...
Dick funeral parlor. You snuff him, we stuff him.
That's very clever. I'm Joe from Chicago, my good man. Let us in.
You're Joe from... How do I know you're Joe from Chicago?
I live here.
Well, who are these other lugs?
My mob, Southside,
hi.
Veronica Lakeshore, and Louis the Loop.
The dishonor is all mine, sir.
Wait a minute, Fox. Why are you speaking with a French accent?
We're in disguise.
I get it. Well, what's the secret password?
Oh, no, you don't, sir. I shall never be tricked into telling it. It's a secret.
You got it. Good for you. I've forgotten it, too. Come on in.
What a smoking. And a real nice guy, Joe from Chicago and his mob.
Glad to have you back, Joe.
Disarmed, I'm sure.
Joe, this here is Harold the Hawk Lunget and his gang, Willard.
Shall I wipe him off, boss? Shall I drive him around the clock? Let me clean his car, boss.
Curb your rat, Hawk.
Don't mind Willard, see? He's just a syncopathic killer. Drop your dog, see? Slide in, see? Have an oil beer, see?
You too, please.
Mr. Stones, this is a dangerous right smoke.
Easy, Mr. Stones. Our disguises won't hold up long here. It's a job for the team, man. I'm going to
stole it. Hey, where are you going, shortstop?
I'm going to go case the bathroom.
Join the table, Joe.
Thank you.
So I thought I'd never meet Joe from Chicago, see? You know, we got a friend in common.
Oh, really?
Jim Fang, see?
Oh, Jim C. Fang.
Yeah.
Yes, I knew him.
Yeah.
Well, I may have bumped into him once.
That's rich. Bumped him off, you mean? Hey, honey, you're a swell flapper. What's under the plan?
Watch it there, bug eyes. Keep your peepers off my mole.
A mole?
Who's the professor?
I'm a practicing physician, sir.
Well, when you've stopped practicing, see? I got a couple of slugs in my back garden, see? I want removed, see?
Come here, boss. I'll shave his head, John. Down.
Go squeeze your tomato, Willard. They're playing your song.
Let me squeeze this one, too.
Just a second, old man.
Just a second, old
it's
man.
It's lady's choice, Ratso.
Thanks, Joe. Come on, Louis. Let's rap.
Oh, delighted, Ronnie. I do a colorful Afghani bondage dance. The beggars crawl, Sumatran kick dance.
You know they make a nice couple, don't they? She sets him up, he knocks her down.
Plant those bozos, Willard. See?
Not from the fish.
Well, Joe, what do you know?
What?
What's your swindle, see? Oh. A snatch, a heist, bunco, the rackets?
Oh, no. Pig nuts. Bogus pig nuts.
Oh, big time.
You betcha.
Me, I'm up to my nose in candy. Here's a little 2-pound sampler. You can take home the little woman. Make her littler. Try one.
Ah, nose candy.
Yeah.
Mmm, smells good, too.
Don't horn the ones with the cherries in the middle, Joe. You'll suffocate.
I like the powdered sugar at the bottom of the box best.
more sugar. I get it. That's rich. See? Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, good stuff. There's a ring in my ears.
I'll get it. It's Herr Lunget's table. You're talking to the hawk, see? What's so funny about that? Ha, 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 yourself.
You want me to cut him off?
Relax, Willard. Boris, it's for you. Some weird electrician on the wire. Repairs or something, see?
The boss, I know who that is. Thanks, Al.
Nord wires, no doubt.
Nord who?
Just an ingenue, I know.
Joe, you're wired. take it easy.
Hi, boss. Where do you want Mr. He wants me to use the criminal's code. Hello, sweetheart. I picked up the bag of pickles and took them to your mother's house. I knocked him out. Asleep in the linen closet. What's so funny? Put the pickles in. Put the pickles in where? No. You mean the linen closet? Look, turn the organ down a little. I can hardly hear you. Okay, dear. Have it your way. I'll put the pickles in the galoshes, but I still think... No, I like your organ, honey. And I love you. Don't cry. Oh, you're laughing. Okay, sweetheart. Glad you see it that way. I'm signing off now. O.F. Goodbye. I mean, hello.
Excuse me, gents, but I've got
to
go.
To the bathroom.
Yes. I mean the linen closet.
Yes, well, I have to see a dog about a man, too.
Yeah, Joe, I know what you mean. This oil beer goes through you like a hot car, see? Yeah, speaking of which, what kind of touring car you like to steal when you're doing a... Where's everybody gone?
Just a case of the ergot poisoning. Just imagine a whole town high on rye.
Oh, that must have been before pro-inhibition.
Glad you're back, sister. Hey, Professor, your friend just took a powder, see?
Oh, really? Well, what did he say? Did you take notes?
I only take what don't belong to me, see?
You boys, excuse me. I have to powder my knees.
Well, let me escort you to the facilities.
Hey,
Hey, the party's pooping out on me. What's happening? Hey, Bluegrass, come on over here, see? I need somebody to talk to.
Oh, doctor, you don't need to go with me, really.
Oh, but I do, my dear. This foreign dancing gives me the fearful shuffles.
Oh, I caught them in Buffalo once. Well, here's the little Sheba's room. Bye-bye.
Sheba's room. Over here. Sheik's. Well, this must be the chance.
Right, Mr. Stones, we have to get out of here, or we'll get caught in the rain.
It's occupied. Right there. Beginning to shuffle, too.
I saw him come in here, and one throw thing must come out. Fudge, law, lad. Fudge, by God, I've got it. A rat hole. Pickles down the rat hole. Ha-ha! It's on Stone?
Stones, I say. Is that you?
But I don't have to.
From the inside.
Story. Come on, then, Professor Stone. Now, pull together.
Stones! I say, Frankenstone, gone! It's monstrous!
Come on this way, Mr. Acme. Come on. I can't come that way. My knees are tied together.
Oh, now your gag's falling out again. I don't know about that, Willard. He doesn't know any good knots. Then I don't know any good gags.
Where the hell are we? In hell?
Hell? No, Mr. Acme, we're right under your house, near your nightclub.
Then these are my sewers.
That's enough now, Turkey. You're on the short end of the fuse of doom.
The electrician's gonna pull your...
Come on, Frank.
I'm sure we took the wrong pipe back here.
That's my pipe. Keep up, Frank. I can see the beady, greedy eyes of that heinous, hideous rat. There, there, you see. Winking at me. Glowing in the dark at the end of the tunnel.
Sir, let's...
Come on,
I'm out of here. I'm coming.
Oh, leave all this lost.
Where? Follow me, boss. Follow me, my nose.
Yeah. It's glowing, see?
Oh, I smell a rat.
Yeah, Joe from Chicago, see? Taking over my sewer, see?
I see. Oh, I'll find him, boss. I'll come through the walls. I'll squeak in the night.
Hold on, I'm going.
Oh, Master Electrician. Oh, Prince of the Violet Dawn. I am Boris, your humble slave unit, ninth degree, fuse bearer to your alternating eminence. I bring the vile and trembling victim along the circuit of doom. Between the rows of crossed switches, up the twisting coil of least resistance.
Come on.
Transforming him step by step. Conducting him finally across the great voltage drop. And finally, placing him on the holy grid of electric blue. Now, Master, tool of the universe, expose yourself to us.
Oh, maybe I didn't get that part right.
Now, Master, instrument of the universe.
I am the... Listen! You waited in vain! I'll be with you in a minute!
Boy, what a guy! See, Mr. Acme, what a magnetic personality. Oh, wait till you see his costume. It's not rented. Oh, you gotta have some lines in the ceremony with her and gag it. I tell you, if he don't kill you, you'll love working for him.
I don't work for anybody. Everybody works for me.
Honey, that's what I was going to say.
You mad fiend.
As I am revealed to you, Acme, and we meet face to mask.
Where's my tube?
Our tube. Here it is. Oh. And sacrificing my life and smelling curtains for you.
You crazy monkey. All you criminals can do is stop elevators and break iron hearts.
I have earned its awesome secrets. I will know what to do with it.
I have that vision already. I know what to do with it. Think. Slicey dicers that grow in the dark. Rubber roads that lead nowhere. Gas bags, zizzing tan. Happy people to work anywhere in the world. Digital beds, watches that won't melt. Movies and hotels, ant-proof casters. Lights that never go out. A cure for the shuffles. Cheap art and compulsive education and all of this part. 61, the future, easy, efficient, profitable, it's... What's happening to my voice?
That's pathetic. I knew you'd say that. What about the smoke? What about the corksman? What about reality? You cry for progress, I aim for ice.
That's
what about the ill people?
You mean the cons?
What about the rats?
Speaking of rats, see? Look what we caught squeaking outside the door, see?
I was just about to let myself in.
Sir.
Get your paws off me.
Uh-oh. Asked out the infidel.
T-Man ran to the joint upstairs, see?
I must not be seen by the clean.
Hey, who's the mug in the mask?
I'm going to clean up. The bathroom.
Oh, look, you scared the boss away, the Hawk.
I'm sorry.
Why'd you bring Willard and Joe from Chicago in here? What happened to Joe's nose?
This rodent Gunsel bit it off.
It's a nice nose. It's rubber. I like it. It's rubber. It's chewing.
It'll ruin your teeth.
It'll last.
Stones, have they got you too?
Indeed. It would appear that we are all initiates to the Temple of the Electrician, High Priest of False Security.
You could be fined for saying that in the temple.
Just try it.
Hold it, you criminals! Uh-oh, Frank Acme Jr., see? Call my lawyer!
America stands ready to knock down every bully, thug, or hired goon on the block!
Bravo,
that's
Frank!
My boy!
Heidi's Phillips, boss!
She's a Chenebranth. You can't fight America's action heroes.
That's right, Lunger!
Lung
you
it.
Criminals have run up a big bill of rights, and now you're gonna pay for it in just a minute!
Where are you going, Frank?
Willard, we're 23 in before that biting devil dog comes back, see?
Boss!
Lunger, I've got Lung that it. Junior D-man trapped in my
Stones,
bedroom.
Stones, make this monster give me back my tube.
But it's not your tube.
What?
You see, it's my tube.
No, it's not our tube either.
Whose
it's
tube
his
it?
Tube.
What, little Willard?
Willard?
Yes,
Willard.
Look, everyone, at what's happening to his eyes and the way his teeth are glowing. Willard, you're a Summa Ratrin, aren't you? A guardian of the Temple of Ampere Wat.
What?
Where was secreted the sacred Orb Watem?
What is that?
Oh, roughly translated, the useless tool or tube from heaven. But perhaps they were wrong, eh, Acme?
What do you mean?
Those simple natives, none of them bigger than a ruddy English schoolboy. It could be of some use to an industrial visionary like you. So, during the heat of the summer rat dance, you, Acme, stole it.
I didn't steal it. I stole it. To save it from senseless worship,
yes.
All that boogity-boo.
Yes, it was you hiding in the rat's eye.
That's right, Dad. You are a criminal.
What?
Uh-oh. He blew his fuse. I'm getting out of here. See?
The boss blew his fuse.
Search is over. It's ours again. I've got it. I'm coming home. Oh, Brother Rat.
Stop that little squealer.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it's fine.
Terribly sorry. I seem to have tripped over a cord and pulled out a plug or something.
Flotsam, my dear friend. Stones. You've lost the cord, but saved the day.
Oh, gee, Mr. Stones, I guess I'm too late.
Oh, Frank, I'm so glad to see you. We were all hopelessly lost, like Adam and Eve.
Help me untie Dad, Vi.
Untie Stones. He has to catch the electrician and get the tube.
No. There's the electrician.
Me?
No. Son? He's right behind you. That rented costume there on the floor. Frank, lad, you should have it as a memento of this entertaining crime.
Oh, well, gee, thanks.
Well, sentiments, everyone, but what about the tube?
It's with Willard. It's safe in the paws of its ancient guardians. And speaking of paws, here's the one that refreshes.
Stones, you snowball, where is the sacred tomb?
It's quite safe, on its way, on a slow boat to Java. Getting back to where it once belonged, but not, dear friends, where it began. Which brings us to the beginning.
But Stones, this is the end.
Exactly, spaceman. Write this down.
I am.
And so, the myth of the electrician.
And so, Mr. Patrician
was exploded at last.
Exploded, I guess.
Like his hideous clockwork rat hound Tojo.
Like some hidden crook found back in Soho.
My labor's now completed.
The lady's now depleted.
My dear compendium and I
return
discreetly to our suites at the Holiday Inn.
Turn these sheets in for some beat of a horrible day.
Thankful that for tonight, Acme.
Always right, like me.
Chicagoans might sleep like crazy monkeys.
Night deep for lazy money.
Under an electrical blanket.
Underhanded electoral blackout.
Thick American,
slick, American,
violence.
Distrustful, silent, sir.
No, Flotsam.
What?
Violins, old chap. Violins!
Oh!
And that was the Fireside Theater with the tale of the giant rat of Sumatra. But hey, we've got some time to kill. Why don't we just stay in 1974 and sample a little bit of the live Fireside Theater radio show from Less Eat.
And now, from Salad State University, the Associated Academy of Pathological Counselors, in association with the President's Council on Manic and Depressive, is proudly presents the Dr. Beanbag Show. Normally broadcast at 7, this series will be rebroadcast for schizophrenics at 10 and 11. And now, Dr. Bernice Beanbag.
This is an interesting question. And recently, cries of Whitwash and look at my sore toe followed the horrifying report on violence on TV and its effects on your children's. To find out the real truth, or lack of it, I spent a long weekend in front of the family set with my two boys, Rick and Mary, and watched every kiddie show on the air. Such favorites of my boys as Seismograph Street, Transvestite Man, Sailor Bill, Mae West's Cartoon Corner, Pothead Petey and his pals, Animal Farm, oh golly, the list is endless. And so were the pograms. I found them harmless and interesting, and perhaps the commercial breaks were more exciting and stimulating than anything else. I know they had a distinct effect on me, because for weeks afterwards I suffered from a violent and unreasonable appetite for chocolate nuts, teeny-weeny fast cars, and little blondes with clothes you can take off. All ultimately harmless, although time-consuming pursuits. So, John, my advice to you is don't worry. Don't send your boy to school, and sooner or later they'll come and take him away. Then you can enjoy the cartoons all by yourself, opening a new world of childish violence to you. A world you may never have known, being a Hawaiian. Just think, it may be a kind of second childhood, and then maybe you can come over to my house with your little blonde, and we can all play doctor together in my garage. Please write to me, folks. They do let me get mail occasionally, and sometimes I can even smuggle out answers like this one. Write, Dr. Beanbag, please. I need to hear from you. Thank you.
I've been listening to series number 4 of the Dr. Beanbag Show, brought to you live from Solid State University by the Associated Academy of Pathological Counselors.
My hands are being held
down.
It's
more than just
be with us next week at this time.
State, I think.
But the man who doesn't have the answer tells you all he knows.
I won't
hurt you. Listen, I got to talk to you about my wife.
Let that man in the studio, Doctor.
Yes, well, it's going to be somewhat difficult, I think, for the president to absorb this amount of information.
Say, I love your American accent, Hans.
I've been practicing ever since the space shoots.
That's right, you know.
Yeah, I was very big with the space shoots. Spaceships.
You're on the Dean Martin show next Saturday. You better get your American
shots
down.
That's I was having it now. Space shots. Ever since then, I've been improving this accent. For example...
May I have a bite of your cigar there, please?
Yes, here you go.
Danke. It's a bubblegum cigar. They're delicious. Have you tried them?
No, I don't.
Look at this.
This small yellow gentleman who's here today is going to try to explain to you, sir, and you, sir, something about the things you will have to learn. For example, of course, you have checked...
You go right ahead, surely.
Well, what was
now
the...
I ain't a yellow gentleman. That's a yellow gentleman over there. I am the Soviet president.
Hello. Can I stand on mic, why don't you?
stand on a book or something? I stand on this Chinese dictionary.
Why don't you just stand on Mr. Kissinger? he don't mind. He gets stood on all the time.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kissinger.
He's dead anyway.
Would you like to sit on my lap?
No, this fine.
You can sit on one leg like Charlie McCarthy.
McCarthy? He's dead.
Wait a minute. I thought we'd buried him.
Yes, I did, my God.
I don't know why you people in the government get so upset. Yes. For example, Mr. President, what was the informal honorary title given to the Chinese by Chang Wetzelang, ruler of North China, who resigned after he failed to hold a jehol against the Japanese?
Let me think about that. But did you say Mr. President or Mr. Resident? Maybe Dick here would do it.
Well, I understand that he is going to be here.
Well, no, I don't know. I'm kind of, I don't know if I want to go or I don't know, you know, driving on the freeways and everything. I don't know.
Mr. President, there will be no...
Why don't you go?
Hey, I ain't gonna go, Dick. I'm gonna stay here and pretend to be you.
Now, look here, man. You never go anywhere.
I can't go anywhere. They locked the door on me ever since I got this job.
Look, I'll give you a picture of me or something you can show them.
There's nothing but pictures of you in this office. I tried crawling through the TV set, and I ended up on the Johnny Carson show.
I know. Well, Kissinger's usually in there.
What did you tell me to do?
No. It's all right. I wouldn't ask you to do what he's doing.
Well, I wouldn't do it even if you asked me.
I know you wouldn't.
Why don't you teach this man some Chinese so we can get on the freeway and
Mr. President, when you are there, you must to be able to better on, to understand.
Why don't you get that bubblegum cigar to your mouth? You can talk better.
Thank you. You can talk better to people. You speak when you express yourself. One thing you got to say, you're going to ask with the feet you walk in the feet, how many feet you're walking. We have a different in Chinese one. It's different one. I read you now. You see, an inch has 10 part. A foot is 10 inches. A chang is 10 feet. You got that? Yeah. Okay. Sometimes you hear people say, so many poo. What does that mean?
it does not mean that.
That's the garbage problem.
A poo is 5 feet. In that case, two poo make
those
a chang.
Chinese.
Do you have chang for a dollar? You see, you get confused.
No. I'm not...
If you want to have a pair of trousers made.
Okay. Excuse me. See, does that mean if you walk 2 feet, you have gone poo-poo?
Yes, that's right. You speak very good. Why don't you go?
That's good. Hey, Kiss.
Yeah, you can't go poo-poo here. It's my office. You don't have to go next door and do it on Kissinger.
Okay, Mr. President, let's say you're going to sit down. You want to have some noodle, some to eat.
Well,
you want to have some wine?
I like Kentucky Fried Steak.
We don't have that. You say, Huang Qiu Qiu Xing, Yan Hao Lu Su Yan. That means yellow wine will suffice and give me bubblegum cigar. Now, if you don't want that, you want a mineral water, you say, Ling Wai Bu Yuan Chu Shu Ting, Ye Hui Sun Ye Shang Chu Shu Yan, which means please prepare a water pipe. As probably someone will want to smoke.
Wait, just a minute.
I think that's a very good idea.
Wait, don't they have anything else to smoke besides water?
Haven't you ever smoked none of that Chinese water?
No, I never have.
It gets you so wet, as they say over there. But yeah, it soaks your brain, Mr. President. You won't even know you're in China.
Oh, maybe I will go.
Yeah, well, you're there already. That's how wet you are.
I'll take Kissinger. I need my shoes.
I want to go. Yes, I do want to go.
Oh, that's you, Kiss.
Don't you think this other fellow here that we have brought to perhaps this equality in this country they are loving so much? We want equality a little
Dick?
Too far. This fellow, yes.
Well, now let me explain to you, Kissy. The resident...
I wish you wouldn't call me that.
Yes, I'm beginning to talk like you. Let me think. The resident here... Richard Milhouse, Washington.
That's right. That's right. That's me.
He fulfills a Chinese function in government.
I tried, but you can't fulfill any function in this office, you know? That's why I'm trying to get next door. What Kissinger is.
Yeah. Over to the function at the junction.
I got to laugh because you're the president, but I don't understand what you're talking about.
You just do your job, and I'll do mine.
I can do my job. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Have you got troubles, Dick?
Yeah, I can't get out of the office to do the 5-foot poo-poo, you know, and I got me locked up.
It's another thing, too, Mr. President. You're going to speak to Chairman Mao. Now, the word Mao, they have a different way to say Mao. Is each one is different. Be careful. If you say, hi, Chairman Mao, that means hi, Chairman Hat.
He not understand you.
But he's the guy that wears the high hat. That's how you recognize amongst all them gooks. But they all look alike.
No,
except
he,
for the guy with the
toilet. Wait a minute.
He wear a bad big pin.
I didn't say gooks, I said cooks. Don't you know how good the Chinese cook?
That's why I'm going. It's the only thing that could get me
that
to drive
not
on
offend.
The freeway.
That not offend. That's
almond water, great dish.
No, no, gooky ending. Megook, Changook, Korean ending, that mean the people. We all gooks. We all gooks, yeah.
You speak for yourself there, little guy.
Also, if you say German Mao, that mean the German hair.
German not hair.
And he don't got any. He be very offended.
Chairman not hair. Our chairman's in China. That's why the president.
Who is this joker?
Don't. He's a person of another color. It's, don't mind him. He has to be here.
Okay. Also, I understand that the wife want to get some clothes while she there.
Your listen, wife wants to get some clothes?
No, not my wife. You wife me the
I'd
person.
I'd like to see your wife.
You're really confused. You have to say that. Watching Tai 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 Chi Hui San. Good, that's good. That, that means I know that madam is very urgently wanting to wear the coty, and so we had good reason for borrowing the scissors.
This is a good language, Joe.
You got that expression, you get a beautiful coty.
My accent's getting better, isn't it?
You're wearing a goatee. You going to wear that on the
Yeah, I am. I want to look more like Lenin.
We have decided that he's going to go incognito. Rather than driving on the freeway, Mr. President.
Yeah, well, those new incognitos are pretty nice.
We got one with four horses.
Yeah.
Yeah, four black horses. They're going to fly you across the Mediterranean Sea.
Each with four stomachs. I understand.
No, those are the cows, Mr.
No,
President.
No, they can't be cows. The cows are all in jail.
The cows are...
Except for the one here in my office.
How did you get that cow in here,
well,
Dick?
Well, I didn't get the cow in here. I just come in the morning to do my job as resident of the United Snakes, and I found him sitting at my desk. And my secretary was taking dictation from him, you know? It scared me.
There are no dictators in this country.
He's a dictator. He certainly is. He tells all the cows what to do. Lie down and let me eat you, for example.
I don't know how we get anything done around here. Give me some more of that cheese, will you?
Yeah.
Ah, wait a minute. That's a cow ball.
No, that's a Mao ball.
I see. A hairy ball.
That's right. Wearing a tall hat.
A hat on.
That's
right. Right. Okay.
Just thinks you're ready to go now. This is
I
much information.
So. He's the one on the chair. I'll recognize him.
Who is the one on the chair?
The chairman.
Well, Mr. President, you just carry this little red book.
Oh, thank you.
Everything will be okay.
It's got some far-out phone numbers in it. There's this girl named Nan King who lives somewhere near Lu Chow, and she makes the most incredible almond water. It's an incredible dish.
She got no flies on her.
No. She wears skirt like all other girls in Japan.
You taste a very subtle food. Smoke water, you talk about that, but you think it mean a smoke, like a smoke cigarette.
No,
mean smoke water.
Like smoke fish?
Oh, yes, very subtle taste, a very small taste in a mouth.
I could go for a small taste right now, you know, being a resident of the United States is not easy work,
Yeah, why don't we go talk to Mr. Agnew?
Yeah, why don't we do that? I haven't had a good laughing day.
And it was. The pits tonight here at the Southern Olympics. I've as the woman Hilda Frog said as she crawled out of the pits, I've been down before, I've been on the bottom, but this is it, she said.
I did think though, Fred, that the Chinese water torture test was really amusing this year, and I never thought that those little fellas would make it through.
Drip, drip, drip.
Well,
drip.
It is time to go down there now.
That's what I'm going to do when I go back to the hotel, Charles.
We're going to go down to the giant stadium now, which is empty, and listen to one of the closing ceremonies. They have 9 or 10 closing ceremonies down here to drag things out as much as possible.
Hey, guys, it's the only way they can get them out of the pits, you know.
Well, they're still awake in the Midwest, and we have to stay on until they turn out their lights.
We do have this Olympic chant coming to you now, so let's go down there and listen to it.
Mr. Dunhill came to town with his leather cigarette. The city streets turned to hemp, but the cop did not forget. I remember you and your bunny friend, but that was another age. How can the old folks do it again and still get off the stage? Oh, how can I look through a shower glass like a cologne bottle? How can I be your man of the hour when I can't take my pipe into the shower? Mr. Trashman followed his rake down to the end of the hall. The lights went out, he'd made a mistake. Don't we all, don't we all, don't we all? Mr. Trashman running on gas, name lit up in the sky. If you don't know the cloud child born, why should I? Why should I? How can I look through a shower glass into a cologne bottle? How can I be your man of the hour when I can't take your flower in the shower? Mama looking through the shower glass, paper all over her thumb, beating on the towel doing two and four. Mama, don't you break the drum. Oh, mama, don't you break it, do bang, bang. Mama, don't you break it, do bang, to bang. Oh, mama, don't you break it, do bang, bang. Mama, don't you break it, do bang, to bang, bang. Oh, mama, don't you break it, do bang, bang. Mama, don't you break it, do bang, to bang, to bang. Mama, don't you break it, do bang, bang. Mama, don't you break it, do bang.
Oh, you guys are so crazy.
Ha, ha, ha. I think that's funny today as it first was back in the sizzling 70s. That's right. I'm Dexter Fong, and nothing will make me forget the thrill we had making funny records back then. Yes, my late partner Hideo Wallbanger and I were the men of modern comedy. And today, when the satellite net is crammed with the stupid drivel of the Hot Humorous 100... where can a gone cat like yourself get the laughs that we were making then just for you? What thrilling moments. Well, they're all yours now on a double fun, double deal. Dope Humor of the 70s, Volumes 1 and 2. Who can forget such modern comedy hits as Cheech Chong's Reuben and the Jets, or Kong Ress and Wonders Beat the Electrician? Who did you have your arm up when you first sighed to Bootleg by the Four or Five Crazy Guys? Or cut a rug to the antics of Hilario Gomez and the Wanderers? Yes, all million sellers, plus the Fab Fire Sign, together again on this bonus extra. Yes, a rare collection of Phil, and Phil at their hilarious, inscrutable best, if you order now. Oh, God, wouldn't it be great to laugh again and stop bumping into things? Well, bozos, get on it and do it every day. Now the 70s aren't gone, if you're still smiling, order now.
And that was the Fireside Theater from Less Eat. Good night, Seekers.